Okay, good. Okay. Welcome everybody to our March 25th commission meeting. We will call this meeting to order at 2:09. We will begin the meeting with a prayer reading or thought by Katrina and led in the pledge by Adam, not by Commissioner Gordon.
Well done.
I'd like to depart a little bit from what people usually do and share a reading and a thought. This is a quote most people will be familiar with. It's by Teddy Roosevelt. He said, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or whether doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat." I feel like people in government, whether they're elected officials, appointed individuals, employees, volunteers, or just concerned citizens, often are the targets of criticism and on occasion vitriol. But we are the men and the women in the arena who do the hard work to help our community be a great place to live. And so I'd like to express my gratitude to everyone in this room who makes this a great place for me to have lived my whole life. And so thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Katrina.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you both. Okay, first order of business is a public hearing to discuss the creation of the new South Fork Land 2026 Agriculture Protection Area.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are now open for any public comments related to this item. Okay, seeing none.
I don't see the applicant either.
Okay, good. Okay. Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great. Now time to build today's agenda. Anything that you would like to hold from consent?
None from me.
None from me. I do want to point out that we have our cooperative grant with the law enforcement for Forest Patrol. And I want to point out that the Forest Service has doubled the amount of law enforcement that they have in-house now. There are two.
One for each forest.
One for each forest.
So we really did make good progress.
We are still here to help them and support them, but 100% increase from the federal government is something to be mentioned.
Okay. Anything from regular?
I have none.
I have none.
I'm going to hold two. Do I see Richard or Glenn? Just to give us a little overview of that project. Okay. Anything else from regular? Okay. Yeah. Closed. Ezra, we just need number 9. Okay. And we need to strike 8, 10, and 11. Paul, does that sound right? Okay.
As far as regular agenda items, we will hold number 2 as stated. As far as closed meetings, we will hold number 9 and strike numbers 8, 10, and 11 as stated.
Awesome, thank you. Richard, so I'm familiar with this project, but if you just kind of give us an update. Lehigh's building the road, we're building the trail.
Yep.
Yeah, what funds are we using for ours?
So the project that we have is a MAG-funded project that was approved about 10 years ago, honestly. We have $1.1 million of MAG money that is going towards that trail project because of some of the delays that have happened with wetlands and the TSSD sewer line, et cetera, it has not moved forward. With Lehigh's Pony Express Parkway extension project, we figured that was a good time to capitalize on it. We're actually able to work with Lehigh on the environmental component of this. Our trail will parallel the road, which also parallels the TSSD sewer line for a distance. The current estimate, because our MAG funding is quite old, is about $2.8 million. We do have some money that's been identified in the fourth quarter that would cover the balance, that other 1.7 that we would look at there as well to help make that happen. But we think we're getting an economy of scale of combining with Lehigh and making it all in one project. So,
awesome. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Any comments, questions?
Nope. Motion to approve item two.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great. Now is the time for public comment. Anybody from the public that would like to address the commission? Okay, we will close public comment. Thank you, everybody. Okay, we're ready for one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.